countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Getting chilly now, isn't it?
It is getting colder, but we're very lucky to have had such good weather.
It's nice to see you back out of the shed.
Oh, thank you, Hannah. I couldn't resist. I had to come out and have a look and see them. They would do your heart good just to see the cows and the calves, and they look so happy.
For people who might not know, you had a little bit of an accident.
Just in the yard here, I was doing the nighttime check, and I suppose I was rushing a little bit, and I tripped and fell, and dislocated my shoulder. So I'm sort of temporarily out of action, if you like. But things happen so easily. It's a lesson. The hospital in Limerick actually were excellent, and we were in and out of there in 2 hours, which my shoulder back in, which was big relief once it was put back into place. And I'm making a good recovery, in that I'm up here at the shed today, and that's about 10 days since it happened. So I feel very lucky to have got away so lightly.
I guess as well, it was a bit of a shock. I mean, I know, you know, you turned 80 this year. So I guess we always had it in mind that, you know, we were trying to maybe lessen some of the jobs that you were doing and, say, increasing the jobs that I was doing. But I got an awful shock. I felt very guilty, to be honest. I mean, I should have been outside, really. I should have been the one doing the nighttime check,
yes,
not you.
But you were the one doing the nighttime check all along. It was the only night that I'd gone out to do normally you do the nighttime check. It was just the night that was in it, and I just thought I would do it, and it turned out the way it did. But look, do you know, I think we could learn from it and just be a bit more careful.
Did they ask you, was it a farm accident in the hospital?
No, they didn't note it down as a farm accident.
Because I'm just wondering, because, you know, there are statistics every year on farm accidents, but they say a lot of them go underreported.
Well, it didn't go down as a farm accident at all, no.
Yeah. I'm still in shock. It's so funny. You feel like a little girl. Remember when I was little and you got run over by a load of heifers?
Yes.
And your face was black and blue from that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it kind of... I brought that back again. It kind of brought back the childhood shock of seeing you incapacitated was really scary. Mm. I mean, I feel selfish even saying it because I should be thinking about you, but... It was scary for me on a lot of levels as well.
Well, I think it's a lesson to all of us.
I know, but in the run up to Christmas, my God, I couldn't imagine a Christmas without you. I just couldn't. I would. It would be worse than Santa Claus not turning up. I tell you that much. We might have some good news today. I guess we're going to have the scanning man here, and he's going to see if. Some of the ladies that weren't pregnant before, we're going to see if they are pregnant now. Oh, there's one or two of your favourites in that bunch as well.
Yes, exactly. Pilgrim is in there. And Plummy. And she's always there. And she's so sweet, really, but she's not good from the fertility point of view. She takes a long time to go and calf.
Yeah, there's a big question mark over here in my book, anyway.
Yeah.
Do you want to hang around or do you want to head back in and I'll give you the results later?
No, I was going to go for a little walk. Is that all right?
Yeah, and hopefully I'll have some good news.
Yeah, I hope you'll have some good news, Ella. Yeah.
Come on, good girls. Good girls. Hi, Martin. Not too bad. So what can you see when you put the scope in them?
I'm just looking for the pregnancy first.
Okay.
And then either just try to age it, and if they're at the right stage to get the sex of the pregnancy, I'll try to do that as well. Good news anyway, we're pregnant anyway to start.
Ah, that's very good.
50 days.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's just that bit early to get the sex of the pregnancy.
Okay, that's all right.
So, 50 days anyway at the moment.
The next lady is Plummy. She's one of Granny's favourites. She's big enough. I think she has to be in calf.
She's one of the biggest cows you have, is she?
Don't say it too loudly. We might insult her.
Yeah.
Hello, Hannah. How are you?
Good.
You're all smiles. Tell me the news.
Well, we have lots of baby calves coming next year.
All cows in calf?
All of the cows are in calf, including your favourite, who there was a question mark over. So, lots of baby calves next year.
Excellent. Oh, I'm delighted. I knew by the smile on your face. I was frightened. I didn't expect them all to be in calf, to be honest.
No, it's
That's
brilliant.
Excellent. Yeah.
You've been busy, though. Something smells nice in here. What have you been up to?
Yes, making Christmas pudding and mince pies. Oh, well, you're just in time. To make a wish. So if you give a little stir and make a wish.
Okay, I'll do my own first.
Have you made your wish?
I have made my wish, yeah.
Okay.
I love the way you close your eyes when you're doing it.
I know, I'm thinking, serious. There we are, done.
What did you wish for?
I'm not telling you, Hannah. It's no good if you tell the person. Not necessarily the person, but it's no good if you say what the wish is, so I'm not saying a word. I'll let you know when it comes true, though.